production in association with Wildside Studios present the oddest audio assembly ever committed to tape.
Enter
Wildside. For the partygoers of Southern California.
Anything wrong with the Wayback Machine, Mr. Peabody?
Merely changing the fan belt, Chairman.
All right. What's going on in here?
No, nothing.
I am talking about traveling through time.
All right. What's going on in here?
No, nothing.
You're supposed to be asleep.
We travel into the future, although slowly, all the time. But what about the past? Could we journey into yesterday?
All right. What's going on in here?
No, nothing.
You're supposed to be asleep. I know that.
I know, Aunt Flappy, but I was just...
Yes, don't give me any of your excuses.
No, I wasn't.
I should have known better than to let you have your own telephone.
Oh, wait.
Here you are, but all hours of the night. You've only had that phone 1 week. 1 week, and I can't depend on you to go to bed. Here you are up at all hours talking on the phone with your friends. Who are you talking to?
No one.
Now, you can't be talking to no one.
Come on, Aunt Flappy. I was just playing.
The phone is not to play with.
No, I mean with myself.
Playing with yourself?
Oh, God, no.
On the telephone?
Well, Aunt Flappy.
You nutty boy. You wicked, wicked little boy.
You called one of those obscene, nasty,
filthy women who play with their wet and till
that's
your throbbing heart. And you
know, Aunt Flappy, I didn't call one of those.
What do you mean? Well, let me have that phone. Let me listen.
No.
Oh, no. God. Karen, the great... This woman called herself a... You hang that phone up right now. That's it. You go to bed.
No.
I'm going out and I'm going to call the phone company and I want your phone taken out tomorrow morning, young man. That's the very end of it. You have not
only God, if I hurry, maybe I can get back on the line.
Can you find the reason? Can you find the rhymes? Can you find four nickels? Have you got two dimes? Have you got the strength to raise your phone up to your ear? The lines await with something great on tape for you to hear. Comments from folks and people with jokes and bitches and bitches and singers with croaks. A Grateful Dead fan and a purple pie man and a guy who loves a party more than this is George King. People who call their night rain or shine. Some people have their lives on the line. Some people have their life on the line. Life on the line.
That's my boy.
Hey, this is Bob. You're on the Wild Side. One of my favorite lines. Hey, I gotta get going.
Hot damn, Iacocca okie dokie howdy doody. This is William Wilde or someone like him. How are you, troops? Welcome to the Wild Side for November 10th through November 14th, 1985. I'm glad to see everyone's back. Now turn around so I can see everyone's front. Thanks for checking to see if I was still here. As you can tell, your worst fears have become reality. I am still here. For a while, anyway. Yeah, I'm still without my multi-track tape recorder, which was the most important tool in producing the slick professional edits and music segues and the stuff my shows used to be full of.
Your show's still full of it.
Well, thanks. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, well. Believe it or not, the Wild Side is currently being produced on cassette machines, which, I don't know, may not be that hard for you to believe, but I'm actually going back and forth between standard home cassette machines to achieve the edits and mixing. Now, even one of the cassette machines is beginning to fail on me. Why me, Lord? Never mind. Don't answer that. But I've enjoyed producing these shows for Paul Mac Presents for the last 4 months. And for what it's worth, I will try to keep making tapes until it's just not possible anymore because of life, time, finances, equipment, or all of the above. Well, time will tell the tale. In fact, time will tell the tale better than a tale will tell the time. Try saying that 3 or 4 times fast. So for the time being, welcome to the wild side. The place where the callers have entertaining things to say, and I have entertaining things to play. Speaking of which, remember the Dodge Demon?
I don't know what came over me. I guess the Dodge Demon made me do it.
The Demon made me do it.
Dodge Demon made me do it.
Been much for them little bitty cars, but I went over to town the other day and got the gall darnest little car you ever saw. A DeSoto Demon.
You mean Dodge Demon?
No, I've known Leroy all my life. He's a DeSoto dealer right there in Quitman. People don't change.
Demon made me do it. Dodge Demon made me do it.
Okay, fella, line up for the border check. You got any unauthorized fruit?
Are you insane?
Ralph and I used to spend a lot of time at the Motel Motel until he got his new Dodge Demon. Now we fuck in the back seat.
The Demon made me do it.
Dodge Demon made me do it.
You on the wild side at 761-333 and O. And you ain't got a prayer, sucker.
Hi, I'm Karen, Grateful Dead, the Divine Slut, and what I want to talk about this week is they want to start a new rating system on movies, where if there's chemicals being used in the movies or people are portraying the use of using drugs, they want to put another label on it, which is SA or SB, substance abuse. That way parents will know if the people in the movie are using drugs in that particular scene, which is just like the movie thing, and to me it's totally ridiculous, because there's more movies where people portray the glamour of alcohol, you know. In every movie scene you see someone in a bar having a martini or something, you know, and to me, you know, I mean, I drink and everything, but to me, you know, alcohol is the number one over-abused drug more than anything, more than cocaine and marijuana. And to me, it's just stupid. These people pick on the most stupidest little things. Don't they have anything better to do? I don't know. And Paul Mac, buddy, I like the little Walla Walla behind the tape this week. Good tape. All the little Walla Walla, you know, and if you're in the voiceovers, you know what Walla Wallas are. I'm getting Tam on it. take care. Bye.
Well, Karen, I certainly agree with you on that point. It seems that every year, the people who are protecting us from ourselves just get a little further out of hand. I mean, who's going to protect us from the people who are protecting us? Substance abuse, huh? SA, for people who are afraid that their kids might be seeing drugs being abused in the film? Well, I guess I can see the logic of that, but then I guess, you know, like all the Smokey and the Bandit films ought to have VA on it for vehicle abuse. And some of the new exploitation films and such, you know, ought to have FA on it for fashion abuse. And some of the films where people smoke a lot of cigarettes and stuff ought to have TA on it for tobacco abuse. And God knows there are films that should have LA on it for language abuse. I mean, where will it stop, right? But when it comes to the rest of your comment, I have a little nose to pick, a little bone to pick. I mean, what the hell? It's my show, isn't it? And that's the point. I would think that after 4.5 months of doing this show, that most everybody, especially you, Karen, a student of broadcasting, would know that I produce and edit and host and create The Wild Side, not Paul Mac. If Paul still wanted to be in recorded telephone entertainment, he would never have taken down the movie line. And there would never have been a Wild Side. So just for the record, or just for the tape, I'm going to explain this to y'all and get it out of my system once and for all. Here is how it works. The Wildside input and output lines are kept in Paul Mack's home and are the property of Paul Mack Presents. Once a week, I pick up a cassette tape full of your input, the recorded comments that you've left during the week. I bring them back to my home. I produce these tapes here on my own equipment. I transfer it to the double-sided cassette that you hear on the line. I deliver that tape to Paul. He puts it in the output machine, and the process starts all over again. So, in other words, the Wildside is produced by me, William Wild, and Wildside Studios for Paul Mack Presents.
Get it? Got it. Good.
Yeah, Paul and William, what's going on? We lost like 3 live callers this year. You know, we should talk more often because we don't know when somebody else is going to go. Yeah, a friend of mine that's been in lines now for like 16 years or so, or maybe close to as long as me, well, he's not really on the line anymore, but I've been speaking to him about the latest guy that killed himself on the line. And you guys probably don't know him, but that's like 3 major line callers in a year. 2 of them, they killed themselves. I don't know if there's more of them. You know, we should all think about it. Each time somebody that we know, like, is just dying, somebody leaves us, our family gets smaller. The lines are a family. Everybody should talk to each other more often and find out if they're okay. We don't know when it's going to be our time to get going. We should think about it. You know. Everybody's family. From Cal Bernays from the beginning until the latest new line, the Wild Side. You know, all the others in between. Some disappear, some die, some stay with the line. I don't know. But I hope everybody learns to appreciate each other. Whether you like each other or not, you can try to find something good in each one of us. Positive things, that's about it. All I can say, and then, no more bragging or getting on criticizing anybody. And learn to love. I guess with God, we can do that. Maybe we should try that before it's going to be too late for everyone. Because a lot of us are dying away. I appreciate you guys calling me if you get a minute. Find out if you guys are okay or just stay alone. Some don't like me. Maybe there's some I don't like. But with God, I'm going to try to love everyone. That's all I know. But okay. Just hope the news remains good from now on. But where you going? William and Paul, I guess when you call me, you guys are good guys, entertaining guys. Hope you guys stay around even longer than me. Okay, how about you doing? I want to
be Paul. Man. No, I don't want to be Paul. Man. I want to be William. No, I don't want to be William. Let's see, how about Dennis DeCrico? This is the DeCrico Broadcast System. No, I couldn't be Dennis DeCrico. Could I be? No, I couldn't be Bob Bob. I don't want to be Richard Kelson. Maybe I could just be, me. My camera probably would come in and answer you, buddy. Anyway, hello, Bill. Hello, Paul. It's time for... I don't know what it's time for. Anyway, here's what's happening. You know, here's an interesting tidbit. I saw a famous comment line runner pushing his car because it wouldn't start, but I won't say who.
Hello, Paul. This is J818. And I heard your comment, let's say, I think it was about a couple of weeks ago, on telephone, mentioning how it's a definite need for more telephone lines to come out because some are going down and we need quality. And you said the best quality answering machine to use is Record-A-Call 675. Now for the, not concerning the, this particular answering machine, but relating to just the purpose of sound mixing, such as people calling in with music like you do, or for crisp quality, high fidelity sounds of mixing of music and sound effects and items of this nature. I was referred to using the JVC KD-W55, the stereo double cassette deck, and what I heard for was it was going for about $279, and it has a random access program, but the main feature is it's mic mixing that is supposed to allow you to do such items as fade in and out your voice and items of this nature. Can you shed some light on this? Is this a good unit, or do you think about other equipment? I'm very naive in this field, and I want to make top of the line hits. So this has been a comment from J818, and hope to hear from you soon, Paul. Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Paul Mack. You're leaving a comment for J818, and basically, Jay, you were asking, of course, about is that JVC piece of equipment good and fine? Well, I'm sure it's a fine deck and everything. I can't personally give you my wholeheartedly formulated opinion because I don't know about it. I haven't read anything about that particular machine. However, that's not really the issue I was going to bring up. The issue is, as far as how do you get that crisp, clear sound and professional-sounding tapes. Well, first of all, if you want to run the comment line or entertainment line in the first place, usually the types of people that type of a thing attracts, for instance, to be participating in that type of a hobby, would be people that are really outgoing, probably such as yourself, or people that are, trained in the recording aspects or have really desired to do a lot of funny recordings or have worked with funny recordings in the past or have had past experience with recording. Basically, if you're interested in doing that type of a thing, you have to already have, really mastered the recording end of it. If you're just out to be Mr. Popular and meet chicks, well, welcome to the club. No, I'm not. Believe me. I'll tell you, to stop rambling here, I could really recommend that what you would probably want to do to see if you're really serious is to go out and get that answering machine if you really want to do it, that 675, and to make comment tapes that don't necessarily have to sound really bitchin', because let me tell you something. A lot of us started out with very small, very inexpensive equipment. I mean, myself personally, I started off with a very poor sounding line and very minimal equipment. I mean, I was I was borrowing tape decks just to make my tapes when I first started. And that was just a thing that evolved. However, I had previous experiences with recording. So basically, if you can get some kind of a tape deck, you don't necessarily, personally, I don't think that music is necessary to be running in back of an entire comment line tape. I'm personally against that. However, you don't really need that. You can put music for an opening thing, run your comments dry, which is fine. Edit some sound effects in between that if you want to do funny little drop-ins and gags like that. And it would work out really nicely with your recorded call, 675. You don't need to go to any extensive means to produce a really neat sounding thing, because I'll tell you, I never started out that way. I just accumulated this myself. Eventually, you'll get there if you're really serious about it. You'll get there. And, take a major line running today, Telefun, which has been up for, over 4 years. They started out and had a recorded call 675 for a long, long time. I mean, it was just about a year ago that I personally, because I thought that, it was about time that, these people are good, they're serious, they should be helped, I personally stepped in and gave Nino Telefun a Mac sound device on loan. But he was very, worthy of that prestigious device. Anyway, to stop rambling, that's basically my info for you. Any other questions, go ahead and leave another comment, but that's really to make a short story long there for you, and I wish you luck in the entertainment line industry, And it's not an easy industry to master. As you can tell, Richie Calcom's still trying. Sorry, Alex, I didn't mean to provoke any poor Richie Calcom jokes from you. Anyway, this is Paul Mack thanking you very much for listening to my comment, and now more stuff.
Ora, Kupa, Malakiva, Rurutanga. Kippo, Zambi, Malakiva, Rurutanga.
Gee, I wish I'd have said that. Everybody's repeating it around the club.
Wildside, William Wilde, everyone else out there that makes 3330 possible. This is a little dull and a little boring. Richie Calcom from the land of 4-1. And I'd just like to say that this week's Wildside tape was very good. To Alec, I think that's Alec formerly Televenture, I'm not exactly positive. Hey, if you've got a complaint, if you've got a bone to pick about my line, just leave it on my input. Hey, I invite all constructive criticism. And if someone makes a slight insult, hey, I don't go around and attack them. I'm not that kind of a person. I'm one of a little dull and a little boring. I'm one of the nice guys in the phone world. But at any rate, I'd just like to leave a comment this week about, and you got it, it's being seen on MTV again, and that is professional wrestling. I'd just like to say, oh, by the way, if Paul picks up this phone, I'm going to go over there and erase every Wildside tape to be plagiarizing Mr. Fun.
Oh, Rich, will you shut up? That's old news. I never pick up the phone when somebody's leaving a comment out. Just leave your comment and shut up! What? Stop plagiarizing Nino's comment!
But at any rate, I'd just like to say that there's this new wrestling video out, and me being a fan of wrestling before it became a fad, I'd just like to say that this video is pretty good, even though it is plain, a little dull, and a little boring, just like some West Valley comment lines with 407 prefixes, the way they used to be until now. Announcing the new REC sound system. With a full 10-band equalization, the thing sounds like $8 million. Well, because Max Sound sounds like $10 million. But at any rate, give it a call. The sound quality has improved. You can hear the callers now. We've been having some technical difficulties, and they have been fixed. 407-1111 and 994-4111. Seeing how you're all in the East Valley. So unfortunate. REC has a new service going. I don't know if this one's been tried or not, and if it has been tried, I am not plagiarizing. I never do anyway. But the new service is called Liveboard. And it's on the 1112 number. And what it is just everything that goes through Richie Calcom's mixing board goes on to that number. It's a 24-hour service. It's pretty good, and it'll be also the line where you'll be able to hear live Calcom tapes in the making. This is Richie, Later Days.
That's Rich, see? Ha, ha, ha!
Hello, I'm here and Tanino, you know, I'm myself, I'm really concerned for me too, and, you know, I really don't think that you're worried about me necessarily being worried about, you know, having you for a brother-in-law, because the way I look at it is you don't want me as a sister-in-law. You know, I can dig it. There are not many people want to be in front of their family, you know. But, you know, Nina, why don't you just come out and say it, hey, you don't want me, you know. It's okay, I can handle it, you know. Halloween. I hope everyone out there had a good Halloween. My Halloween was fantastic. I went to the country club. Yes, the one that always shows all those bands. Has all those bands that play for KMET's Masquerade Ball. And what a party. It was... If anyone ever gets a chance to go to one of those again, I urge everyone to, because it is a party. Three bands played, Sleepwalker, the Cursados, and the band that I really liked a lot that was there was Phantom Rocker and Slick. If you ever have an opportunity to see them, go see them. They're not heavy metal, they're not new wave, they're not punk. They're just good rock and roll. Two ex-Stray Cat members are in the band, and Earl Slick, he used to play with David Bowie and numerous other artists. Great guitarist Earl Slick is real good. It was fun. The two costume winners of the night won sailboats. And it was a lot of fun. I didn't win a sailboat, but what can I say? By the time everyone hears this, I am going to Leatherwolf. Party's been changed. But I will be at Leatherwolf and Rockney on November 9th. But everyone will be hearing this after the 9th, so I don't know. Well, everyone take care, and I'm going to go have a great day. This has been Karen Grateful Dead.
Hello, this is Sponge Bro, the lovesick little brother. Anyway, William, I heard the end of your tape where you were talking about going down and all this shit, and I don't know what it is with you guys. I guess it's a season or something. Even though my brother's not down, he's not doing anything, and there's not a whole lot of anybody else doing anything. As we all know, I don't call anybody except the wild side, so I think it would be... way uncool for you to do that, though, you know. I don't know. I'm sure if you get sick of it, you get sick of it, but, you know, what can I say? You know, I'm not gonna get on my knees and beg, but I will ask you, you know, so yeah. Anyway, also, to Karen Grateful Dead, I don't know what you were doing, but I do want to find out. Anyway, girl, you got me hooked. All you gotta do is reel me in, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. You know, by the time you hear this again, you know, it'll be a week later. This is great. You know, we talk to each other back and forth. I've never even talked to Karen, you know, like, in the same conversation. We've always, you know, done this tape shit. So, it's, you know, it's getting old, Karen. I mean, you know, find me. Anyway, hey, you guys, take care of yourselves, and William, don't go down. I don't know. What else? I ain't got nothing else to say, so just... Stay cool, everyone. Adios.
Oh, what a beautiful input message. This is Danny Van Hise here. And I just wanted to say that, the Dial-A-Vote line is doing wonderfully. I just wanted to say that, I did take apart my answering machine and found that by flipping a few things around, you could vary the speed on the answering machine, and I slowed it down greatly. And now I got... Now, guess what, guys? I have 30 seconds of output and 45 seconds of input, meaning that those of you who have called, Richie Calcom and Paul Mack being a few of them, and gotten cut off while leaving a message, that shouldn't happen anymore because now you have 45 seconds instead of 30. So, it'll be a little better, and until I can get a good machine... this is the best I can do. We will be getting a good machine, I mean a brand new normal cassette tape machine, and we will be putting on, I believe, anywhere in between 6 minutes and 20 minutes of recording. We will be getting it around, I would say, mid-February of 1986. Anyway, this has been Danny Van Hise. You can call Dial-A-Vote line at area code 818-789-0304. Thank you. Goodbye.
This is mainly for Mr. Mac to refer me to Abhula Batuanadu husband. I had a gentleman who wanted to leave a message for him, and his name is Abdul, with a D, Hezbollah, president of the Libyan Terrorist Club of America. Let me get him a second.
Abdul!
Hello? Hello? My name is Abdul Hezbollah. How are you, Abdullah? Very, very fine, I hope. We were wondering if you wanted to either join our Libyan Terrorist Fan Club of America or suffer a grisly and painful death at the hands of one of our associates. There is an opening in the Glee Club, which is a very, very fine institution. We have many songs. Hail Gaddafi, Hail Gaddafi, Terrorist Supreme. Hail Gaddafi, Hail Gaddafi, Leader of the Team. Gaddafi is a menace, worse than Dennis. Hear his victims scream. Can't you see, man? He's a he-man, leader of the team. and thank you very much.
Well, I want to remind you to call our input line at 761-0333 with your comments, your jokes, your entertainment reviews, whatever, at 761-0333. And with any luck, we'll all be right back here again next week for another edition of The Wild Side. I want to wish a happy birthday to my father and to Karen, Grateful Dead. And until next time, this has been William Wild for Paul Mack Presents and Wild Side Studios. And thanks for letting me
do it in your ear.